Oh God, we bless you. We bless you on today. You are so good. You are so good to us, God. And we just want to bless you and lift you up. We want to bless you and lift you up as being the soul source and the very essence of our being. We want to glorify you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as being any and everything that we need you to be, God. Oh, mama, you are so good, God. You are so good, God. You are so good, God. Even in spite of the situation, even in spite of that challenge, even in spite of what we're going through on our jobs, even in spite of the aches and pains in our bodies, God, you are so good, God. You are so good, God. You are so good, God. There's nobody, Father God, that can compare. There is nobody, Lord, that is equal to you. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You, God, is the Alpha and the Omega. You, God, is the beginning and the end. And we want to exalt you on today. We want to magnify you on today. We want to give you our best praise. And we want to give you our best worship. We don't want to be modest. We don't want to be too cute. We're not going to worry about what nobody else is doing or who ain't doing it. But we're going to magnify you, God. We're going to lift up our hands and give you the salutations. We're going to give you the blessings and the dance. We're going to do it with the fruit of our lips. Because that's why you created us, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we can't tell you enough how much we appreciate you. We are not going to sit on that praise, but we are going to give it to you. We are not going to be so relaxed. We are going to exalt you, God, because you are good, and you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You say enter your gates with thanksgiving and enter your courts with praise. So we're going to do it. We're going to give you our best. Hallelujah. 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 Because you're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Oh, God, we're not going to lift anything or anybody higher than you. And if by chance we have, we want to pull it down right now. Any crown we ever worn, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we lay at your feet. We bow down to you on today, God. Any and every problem, we lay it at your feet. Any and every situation, we lay it at your feet. Any and every concern, we lay it at your feet. Any and every discrepancy, we lay it at your feet. Any and every sickness, we lay it at your feet. Any and every disease, we lay it down, God. Any and every virus, we lay it down, Lord. Any and every trouble, we lay it down. Because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can change it. We know that you can rearrange it. Because there's absolutely nothing that is impossible with you, God. Absolutely nothing. We're giving it all to you. We're giving it all to you because we know you are the fixer up. We know that you are above it all. We know, God, that you sit high and you look low. There is nothing that you are not capable of. There is nothing that is greater than you, God. You, God, are all majestic. You are sovereign. You are powerful. You, Lord, hold life and death in your hand. Oh, God, you already wrote the story. You already knew the plan and the outcome of it. You, God, is you, Lord. Hey, 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 it's you, God. Oh, God, it's you. He called it about Shadow Kumsi. It's you, Lord. We're not going to look at that situation and allow it to distract us or consume us. We're not going to look at that problem and allow it to put us in a place of despair. We're not going to look at that challenge and think that it is hard, because you, God, you are omnipotent and you are omnipresent. You God, you God, you God, you God, you God, you make a way out of no way. It is you, God. You, God, is the one to regulate the minds of the people when they want to think away or act away. You regulate that mind. You, God, it is all you. It is you, God. You, God. You, God. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. You, God. You, God. Hey. Oh, God. No, be Uncle Shana. He called it an Uncle C. You are the epitome of God. You are the topic of our being. You are the creator of our existence. You, God. You, God. He don't concern. It is you, God. You hold all the power in your very name. You, God. You move the mountains. If we speak to it and use your name, we can send a prayer up in your name, God. Your name, God, is all powerful. Your name, God. He called. You, God. Ah. Your name. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. You are the Yoko Shande de la Casilla. You are God. He called it Yoko Silla. You can't get on a ball field and think that you are defeated, because you, God, it's the one to make all the home runs. You the one to do the slam dunk. You the one to make all the touchdowns. You, God. You. 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 You, God. You're the only one. 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 You, God. You, God. You, God. It's not nothing that we have obtained. It's not no knowledge or no degrees, no certificates, no schooling. But it's you, God. You, God. You, God. That holds life and death in the very palm of your hands. He called it in loco shande de la casilla. So we want to give you our best. We want to give you our best. We want to give it to you because you are worthy. You are worthy, God. You worthy, God. We don't want to cheat you. We don't want to be modest. Oh God, we're not going to be complacent. Yeah, it take all that for me. I'm talking about me. I will bless the Lord at all times. and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm a magnifier, God, because you are the Latiokosi, the brighter morning star. I'm a bow down to you, God, because you, God, is the King of Kings. Oh, God, I'm acknowledging you, Lord, because that's who you are, the Lord of Lords. I'm a respect you, God, because you, God, is the one that sit on the throne and make all the decisions. Oh, God, and it is your cause. He called my mind, made it like I see him. We will not be overtaken, Lord, by that situation, by the thing that was said, by the thing that's being done. We will not be, God. Oh, mama, because there is nobody that is like you, God. There is nobody that is like you. And we want to acknowledge you today. We want to acknowledge you, Father God, as we write down all these things. We want to acknowledge you, Lord, as we unplug ourselves from these things. We want to acknowledge you, Father God, as being in the midst of it all, God, as we empty ourselves out and declutter our minds. Oh, God, we want to give it all to you because it's too weighty. It's too heavy. We want to give it all to you. Oh, mama, because nobody else can compare. Nobody else is capable or able to do what you do, God. We recognize that it is your koshi, that it is you, God. And there is nobody else that is like you, God. Nobody else. So we owe my nere lokosi. Nobody else that is like you. See, God, you are a mother when we feel like we're motherless. You stand alone. You stand alone. Oh, God, all by yourself, you are the one. You.
Your name stands alone, Jesus.
You. 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 You the one, God, that does it all, God. You are the healer, God. It ain't no doctors and no medicine. You God speak life when they said it was death. None like you. You said yes when they said no. You opened up the door, God, that we thought was shut. You, God. Nobody can love us like you love us, God. We have searched all over. And none, God, can compare. There is nobody like you, God. In all the earth, now, then, and even to come, God. You are the greatest. You are the rose of Sharon, the lion of Judah. You are our shepherd. You are the lamb of the Okosi. You are a bulwark, God. Oh, God. And we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Glory. Let your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan be done within our lives individually, Father God. Oh God, we tell you that we love you. We tell you that we appreciate you, God. Expound your word on today, Father God, and reveal your glory and your majesty, Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you that you don't go see our little local shun, little like I see you, you know, Baba, Baba, shun, little go see. Oh God. Because you are the only one. That can fulfill that emptiness. You are the only one, Father God, that can make the crooked way straight and smooth the jagged edge. You are the only one, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. That we we ain't let go, ain't trying to let go. So many things that we close in and hold so near and dear to ourselves. It's so much stuff that goes on inside of our minds and our heart because of that situation that we are in, or that challenge that we have to face, or that thought that's inside of our minds. God is the only one that can heal. He's the only one that can deliver. He's the only one that can set free. He's the only one that can help you to release that thing. So I need you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens and start writing down all this stuff. Start letting go of all this stuff. I don't want y'all to hold in none of this stuff. I don't want y'all to keep these things down in the inside. I don't care if it's still hurting. Write it down so he can heal that hurt. I don't care if it's still got your mind in a tizzy fit from that conversation. Write it down because he can regulate your mind. I don't care if it's something from your past. I don't care if you wrote it down 100 times, but you still struggling with it. You better let God do what he do best, and that's simply saying about you. Because can't nobody else do it. Your emptiness cannot be fulfilled with somebody in your life or somebody that you desire. Your bank account cannot overflow unless God overflow it. You cannot obtain favor or promotion on your job unless God do it. You cannot walk around in soundness of your mind because God is the one that regulates the mind. You can't. We holding on to all this stuff and doing all these things on our own because we think that it's best for us, and we think and believe that if we do this or do this, it'll work out this way or it'll work out that way. No, only God can. It's only one. It's only one. It ain't me, you, him, her, they, we, and us. It don't matter who you think you could call to get some help. It don't matter who you think should be there when you call to help. It does not matter. There's only one. God is the only one that shows favor when you think and believe that you can contact or communicate with somebody and that they will open up their hand. No, there's only one. That very person that want to close their hand tight, they ain't going to be able to because God will regulate their mind and then just outpour in your life. There's only one. He the only one that can open up that door for you to go through. He the only one, there's only one. Nobody else but God can do it. All these prayers and all this, these petitions that we make before God, we got to allow him to do it. You can't get yourself right. Only God can. You can make a right decision, but even in doing that, it may not be the same decision every time. It may be the same situation or the same challenge that you're going through. And each time you make a different decision. And guess what? All of them ain't going to be right. God is the only one that's going to be able to get you right because you can't. You are the glory. And so many of us say, oh, I done tried over and over and it just ain't working. Because you ain't doing it the right way. And the only right way that you can do it is God's way. There's only one, y'all. There's only one that can free you from despair, from depression. It ain't no medicine. It ain't no doctors. It ain't no counseling, psychologist. None. There's only one. There's only one that can cause peace to be either in your home, amongst your children, in your marriages, in your families. There's only one that can do it. And because it is not happening when you want it to happen or how you think it should happen, it does not mean it's not happening. It just ain't happening the way you and when you want it to. There's only one. There's only one. That's Jesus. When he sent his son Jesus down here, his Jesus, baby, he broke the mold. Did y'all hear what I said? He broke them home.
Lord, forgive us for getting caught up with the gifts.
We get so wrapped up and so consumed with the cares of this world and this life until we forget that there's one. And it ain't you, me, him, her, they, we, or the. It ain't absolutely none of us. There's only one. And it's God.
Forgive us for
His Son Jesus. There's only one.
Forgive us for getting caught up in
it's only one that can stop a thing or settle a thing. There's only one that can speak a thing, and it is so, because His command cannot return to Him void. He could say a thing, He could show a thing, He could open up a thing. There's only one, y'all. There's only one. There's only one that could console your heart. I don't care how hard you think your heart is, baby. There's only one that can break them boulders. You hear what I say? He could move some things out the way. There's only one. There's only one.
Christ Jesus.
There's only one. There's only one. There's none like Him. There's none like Jesus. There's none like Jesus. Baby, He'll make your very enemies come and apologize to you. God will do it. There's only one. It ain't nobody else that can do it. There's nobody else that can do it. Absolutely nobody else. The only reason why we walking around here feeling empty or feeling by ourselves is because we don't recognize that there's only one person that can fulfill us. The only reason why we walking around here sad and depressed is because we do not realize there's only one that can give us that joy, because happiness is only temporary. The reason why we walking around here with attitude and thinking and believing that any and everybody is against us and judging us is because we don't recognize there's only one that can judge. It don't matter what nobody else say about us. It don't matter what nobody else think about us. There's only one. There's only one. That's it. There's only one. The name of the sermon today is There's Just One. There's only one, y'all. There's nobody else like God. Baby, He'll fulfill you in a way that it don't matter what come up against you or what nobody say, you will not be moved. It won't do nothing but make you want to press even more, because you know that there is something expected at the end. There's only one person that can get you to that place and get you to that point in your mind. I want y'all to write down y'all names on yellow sheets of paper and write down, Lord, regulate my mind. Come on, every child in here that know how to read and write, get them yellow sheets of paper and red pens and write down your name. Write down your name on that yellow sheet of paper, and I want you to put down, Lord, regulate my mind. I want y'all to write down y'all name and write down, Lord, regulate my finances. Write your name down on a yellow sheet of paper and say, Lord, regulate my love life. Write your name down on the yellow sheet of paper and say, Lord, regulate my household. Thank you. on a yellow sheet of paper and say, Lord, regulate my heart. Write your name down on a yellow sheet of paper and say, Lord, regulate my footsteps and my direction. Down on a yellow sheet of paper and say, Lord, regulate my decisions. Down on a yellow sheet of paper and say, Lord, regulate me that I may accept your peace. Say it for you guys again. Because I need y'all to understand on today that there's only one that can fix it all. There's only one that can change it all. There's only one that can put everything in its proper place and its proper perspective. There's only one. It ain't nothing that you can do on your own. It ain't nothing that you can say. It ain't you done tried to do it on your own. It ain't working out for you. It'll work out for a minute and then it just get all discombobulated. Because he wants you to recognize him as being the sole source and the very essence of it all. There's only one. That's Jesus, y'all. That's God. There's only one. I don't know why I got to keep saying it. But it's for us to understand it. We got to understand that there is only one that we may be able to see that we need to get out of the way. We need to stop putting our hands and stuff thinking and believing that this should or it shouldn't or it can or it can't. You don't have no control over absolutely nothing. Stop exhausting yourselves. Stop it. Because there's only one that can do it. Any and everything that you want God to change, any and everything you want him to be the head of, any and everything you want him to rearrange, write it down now. If you standing in a gap for somebody else, if you want some things to change within somebody else, not for your sake or for what you think that they should or they shouldn't do, but for the benefit of their own soul salvation, write their name down. Stand in the gap for your children. Your loved ones, saved, unsaved, the ones that hate you near or far, it don't matter. Because there's only one. There's only one. There's only one. These are the things that the Lord wanted us to write down today. I'm going to repeat them again because everybody did not hear. The first thing, you're going to write your name down on a sheet of paper. And you're going to write, Lord, regulate my mind. my mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that I won't lean to my own understanding when I'm in a conversation, or I won't think or believe something is going to happen or not going to happen because of what was said or even what's done, Lord. Regulate my mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that I would not do something, Father God, that causes me to go into a place of regret or even sadness or unforgiving even my own self. Regulate my mind on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that I won't think a certain type of way because of what was even done to me, Lord. Regulate our minds, Lord. Regulate our minds today, so our thought processes align up with your word. Hold my mind in the local Shia. The next one is, Lord, regulate my household. Lord, regulate my household, Father God, so that everything can line up with your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, because I don't know what it's supposed to be or what shouldn't be, God. I'm only doing what I was learned, what I taught, what I saw, or what I believe. And when I say household, I ain't talking about just a physical household. I'm talking about within you. Regulate our households on today, Lord. Regulate our households, God, that it won't be out of order. I'm talking about that physical place within your household, the people that's in it, the stuff that's going on in the inside. Lord, regulate our households, Father God, that your word will line up in our households, God, that it will become life in our lives, and that we will be walking in your will, God. Regulate our households, God. Jesus. Lord, regulate our finances, Lord. Write that down. Regulate our finances. Regulate our finances, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be so stingy. We won't be so selfish. We won't be frivolous spenders, God. We won't just be worrying about our own selves. We won't worry about not having enough, but we'll have more than enough. Lord, regulate our finances on today, Father God, that we will be quick to give and to help. Regulate our finances on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you say the earth is yours and the fullness thereof and everything that dwells down in it, God. Everything that's in it. That means any and every plant. Where do money come from? Trees, Lord. Regulate our finances on today, God. Let it grow and prosper for your will, God. Touch our finances, Father God, that we won't think and believe that we are lacking nothing, Lord, or that we are in a place of poverty, because we're not. We just in between blessings, that's all. Lord, prepare our hearts, Father God, that even when you do give this increase in our finances, Lord, that we will know what to do and even how to do it. Lord, regulate our finances today. That we will even be wise in our spending, God. Oh, my man, need a loco, need a like I see ya. The next thing he wants you to write down is, Lord, regulate my love life. My love life, Lord. Regulate my love life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that I won't think or walk around that I am loveless, or that I'm not good enough to be loved, God, or I'm loving the wrong thing or the wrong person, or loving the wrong way, Lord. Regulate our love lives on today, Father God, that we will not be in that place of loneliness or feeling as if, Father God, that we are not worthy even to be loved, Lord. Regulate our love lives, Lord, that we can love everybody, Father God, unconditional, Father God, without putting on conditions because of titles, which leads to entitlement. Regulate our love lives on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are a God of love. You are a God of love. Regulate our love lives, Lord, that we will love the right way and not the way that we was taught, what we thought, what we heard, what we saw, what we feel, what we think, and what we believe. Regulate our love lives, Lord. Lord, the next thing is, Lord, regulate my decisions. regulate my decision, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that I can make right and sound decisions, Lord, and that I would not make decisions hastily, Father God, because of what somebody is doing or what they're saying or even how they acting or treating me, Lord. I do not want to make a decision, Lord, that may cause me to go into a place of despair or even regret. So regulate our decisions on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not make decisions out of anger, God, or even revenge. Regulate our decisions on today that we can make sound decisions, Lord. Decisions that would benefit not just me, but others too. Because let me tell y'all something. When you make decisions, any and everybody that is even attached to you, even cross your path, God, guess what? It affects everybody. Lord, regulate our decisions on today. Regulate our decisions, God. The next thing. Lord, regulate my footsteps and my direction. Lord, regulate our footsteps and our directions on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not walk backwards or go to the right or to the left, God, but we want to go forward because we know it's the way to go. But we're coming to you, asking you to help us. Regulate it, God, that we can go in the right directions, Father God. We won't be going in a direction that we think is best for us, but we'll be going in a direction that you have already predestined for us. How about that? Lord, regulate our footsteps. Come on. I want to anoint everybody's feet in here.
I'm coming around. Come on, listen. Regulate our footsteps. Everybody in the sanctuary, take off your socks and your shoes. We'll regulate our footsteps. We'll be going in the right direction. Doing the right things. Regulate our footsteps, God, that we won't be so quick to run to do evil and being messy.
He said, yeah.
Yeah, he said, stop being messy.
Lord,
direct our
footsteps, God. I'm going to fulfill every desire, and I'm going to make every way, because I heard your cry, because I heard your cry, because I heard your cry.
Thank you.
things in us, Lord. Oh God, regulate our direction on today. Oh, my mind need a local seer. And the next thing you write down, Lord, regulate my heart. Lord, regulate our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we won't have the hardness of the heart. We won't be stiff-necked. We won't be disobedient and rebellious. Oh God, he called it a local shunned like I see. Regulate our hearts on today. God, you are the only one that can do it. Lord, help us on today. God, you are the only one that can do it. You are the only one that can fix it. The name of the sermon today is There's Just One. There's just one. Hold my mind in the local sea. It's you, God. It's you, Lord, that can fix the unfixable, that can change the unchangeable, that can move the unmovable, that can settle that thing that's all in a rut. It's only you, God. It's only you, God. You're the only one that can do it. Do it today, God. Touch the minds, touch the wounds, touch the bodies, God. Touch the hearts on today. He called it. Oh God, give us clarity in that thing that we do not understand, Lord, because we've been in that situation for so long, God. Help us so people to realize that you are. If there's only one. There's only one that is able and even capable, Lord. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to stand firm on it. Help us on today, Father God, even in our unbelief, because there's some things that you're saying to your people. There's some promises that you spoke. Oh God, you commanded that you don't go shutting it like I see. I'm asking you to manifest to God every prayer that we worked out, everything that was said, everything you told us to say, God, because you know what's down in the inside of our hearts. Oh God, I'm asking you, Father God, to see about it. I'm asking you to feed on go shunning like I see. Oh God, we're casting our cares at your feet. We're giving you all this stuff right now. We're shaking it all off. We're shaking it all off because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can fix it. We know that there is only one that can do it. And you sent your son down. And you even said it's power in his name. So by the name of Jesus, we speak it into existence. By the name of Jesus, we stand on the word. By the name of Jesus, we come in agreement with what you have already declared. Oh, my mind in the local shut in like a fear. God is. He's the only one. He's the only one. He's the only one. Write down all that stuff. I want y'all to write down all that stuff, please. Oh, my mind in the local shut in like a fear. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shut in the local fear. Hi-ya-ba-ha-shana. The Lord said, I'm going to heal your heart. He said, I'm going to heal your heart. You ain't got to be in that place of brokenness. You ain't got to be in that place of loneliness. You ain't got to be in that place of thinking and believing that you are not a part of. God said he's going to heal your heart from that rejection. Because the reason why you was rejected is because God had a better place for you. See, the people that did reject you, they just did not notice the value that is within you. See, God is not a God of rejection. That person or that individual that rejected you, or that job, or that, it does not matter what it is. That wasn't for you. That, it wasn't, God can reject the thing right now in this season and then say yes in the next. Our ways and our thoughts is not like his. That's why he said, Lord, and he had me to say, Lord, help us to regulate, you regulate our mind. So that our thoughts won't be dissolved and consumed by what we see and what we hear. We're going to the book of Ephesians today. Ephesians chapter 4.
Jesus, you are my joy, baby. You are the shelter. You're the forgiver of my sin. Jesus, you are, yes. Where can I go? Who can I call? Who's there to catch me when I fall? Your hands, they hold me through
Thank you, Jesus. Write down all that stuff. When you get to writing it down, make sure you bring it up here, put it on the altar. Next to us and keep it. We want to release it and give it unto God. We don't want these things to be burdensome. That's what the Lord told us. We hold it on to these things that is causing us to be burdensome. Don't you know that God is our burden bearer? That was the reason why he sent the son Jesus to bear it all. We ain't got to be afraid. We ain't got to be hopeless. We ain't got to walk around and think and believe that it ain't going to change or it's not going to change. We ain't got to walk around and think this way and think that way. Because there's only one. We're going to Ephesians chapter 4. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's only one God. When he started talking to me this morning about that, he started showing me some things that I had went through and some things that I had experienced my own self. That I can tell you that there's only one that can fix it or change it for you. I know without a shadow of a doubt that he able and capable of doing it all, y'all. That thing that you think that you've been in for so long and for such a time, I know that the time is going to come. Because it was all intentionally predestined. Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 5. I'm just going to read two verses. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. So I'm going to help y'all out with this. See, anything or anybody can become your Lord. Did you know that? Anything and anybody can become your Lord. And you put so much trust and so much faith in that person until they can baptize you with their very own spirit. See, anybody can become your Lord. Anything can. It could be a material thing. It could be a human being. It could be even what you think you believe inside of your own mind. That thing or that individual that you placed on such a pedestal, you will put all your faith and all your trust in. It could be your job. It could be your home, your car. It could be your family. It could be. It don't matter what it is. And to it baptize you, it'll take you all the way under, and you have all that belief in that. Did y'all hear me? That's the natural side. That's the natural side that hinders us from really understanding what the scripture means. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. If we could grasp the concept that there is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, we can have anything that we want in this life. We can obtain anything that we need in this life. And we'll have it with peace.
I'm for the prophet. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. What is faith? See, faith is predicated on the entity or the person or the thing that you make your Lord. You, are y'all following? Faith is a belief and trust in and loyalty to God. But what God is it? Because who or what have you made your God? It's a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. It's something that is believed especially with strong conviction. Faith is firm belief in the integrity, ability, effectiveness, or genuineness of someone or something without question. So how many times you done been in a relationship or even your children? We done said this before. You know what? I believe in my kid. I know they not gonna do this, and I know they not gonna do that, and I know they won't do this, and that's what you believe. What about in a relationship or in a marriage? What about on your job? You believe you so sold in that you did. Are y'all following me? One Lord. One faith. One. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Where is your faith lying in? And one baptism. What is baptism? It's an act, experience, or ordeal by which one is purified, sanctified, initiated, or named by submergence in spirit. Now y'all understand what I'm saying? To submerge something is to go under. It's to be covered with water. Is it? So, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. What or who is your Lord? What or who you got more faith in? And what and who have you allowed to baptize your spirit or take you under that you got all that faith in? Because there's only one. And that's Jesus, y'all. That's God. What I'm saying. There's only one. Before I go any deeper, I'm going to read this other scripture because I need to tie it all together. The next scripture says, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father, so one Father of all, who is above all. So above, because y'all need to get this. What is above? Is in heaven. Above is a higher place. It's superior to, as in rank, quality, or degree, as in a higher authority. What is above? It's out of reach or exceeding in number, quantity, or size, as in more than. So, before I say that, let me give y'all a definition to through. To through. Because y'all need to get this. Through is to indicate movement into at one side or point and out at another, and especially the opposite side. It's a passage from one end or boundary to another. It's to indicate passage into and out of a treatment, handling, or a process from the beginning to the end of. So now, I'm going to read them two scriptures again, and I'm going to tell y'all what the Lord told me. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. So if there's only one Lord and one faith and one baptism, my faith have to be in that Lord, that one Lord that I know is going to be able to take me through. So if he's taking me through, he's taking me through from the beginning all the way to the end. He's going to take me through so that I won't be on this side, but the opposite side. So if I'm in a situation or a concern or I'm going through something and it may not feel good, I may be on this side right now, but I know he's going to take me through. And even though going through may be hard for me to keep going through because I can't go through here because it's stuck together, I know I'm going to wind up on the opposite side. Why? Because he is the one that is above all. He is above all of it. And if he is above all of it, then he is superior over that thing that I think that I can't get through. He is greater than the thing that I think is consuming me. He is bigger than that thing that I think I can't get around. I can't get around it because he said he's going to take me through it. Because that's my Lord. And I got that one faith. That one faith that I have is activating my Lord that is going to make sure that I am covered by his spirit. So when you being submerged, you are not just being submerged by water, but you being submerged by a spirit. And the spirit is God, because what? God is a spirit. And if he is my Lord and I got that one faith, he is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father, I know that he is going to take me through that thing that seems like I can't get through. If I'm submerged under that water and he is my Lord and my faith, then I know I ain't going to drown. Baby, I may be able to be like a fish. Did you hear what I say? A fish with no fins, and I can breathe underwater because I got my faith in it. I may not be able to see it, and knowledge and science tells me that a human being cannot breathe underwater. But because my faith is in that one Lord of mine, and I know that he ain't gonna let me go. He gonna let me go. He gonna let me go. He gonna take me through it. So I ain't got to worry about that. I got to make sure that I keep myself in that place of knowing that I'm covered by his spirit. Because not only is he going to take me through, he is above all. That's what he said. He said, I'm above all. Listen to this. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So if you is allowing God to dwell in you, he said abide in me and I abide in you. So if you abide in him, meaning that you're resting in him. I'm resting in him and I'm not going to let that thing consume me. It don't matter what the doctor said or what they thought that was going to happen to me, because my faith in my Lord has caused me to be baptized in his spirit. So I know that he is inside of me. And if he is inside of me, can't no sickness dwell there. Can't no fear dwell there. Can't no depression dwell there. Can't no hate and bitterness dwell there. And even though I want to be, because of what somebody said or what somebody did, or even how I pray, even in the midst of it trying to dwell there, what did he say? He said, with conviction. My faith is going to convict me. So even when I try to do or try to act or try to be, it's going to convict me, and then I ain't going to be able to. Why? Because he is inside of me and he going to take me through that too. Because he above it all. He above it all. And he's what? My Father. My Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Ain't that above? Thy kingdom come. So if his kingdom is going to come, that means the things that is going to happen for me, my destiny. My destiny. Yo, we all got individual destiny. The Bible says it's a purpose. We all are purpose intentionally for his purpose. So it does not matter what it looks like. I'm not going to allow what I'm in to deceive me or blind me from seeing afar. Why? Because he's the beginning. If he's taking me through, he's the beginning of and the end. So why are we afraid? Why are we feeling lonely? He said, I never leave you and nor forsake you. And if he is in you, I just read it. If his spirit is in you, then you ain't even by yourself. Why you feeling like you walking alone? You ain't. If you look down, he carrying you. Why you thinking that it can't happen, baby? He'll allow something to happen that you be, ooh, that wasn't nothing but God. While you waiting on something, you be like, you just get tired of waiting. He say, hold on. Let me prepare you. Because he got to take you through something in order for you to get to your destination. The only way that you're going to get to your destination is if you go through something. So I'm trying to get to my destination and I'm driving. Don't I got to go through them lights? That stop sign. I got to go through. I got to yield. Think about, put that on your life. Think about it. If you're driving, this is you in your life. You got to first get up and keep it moving. You got to go to cover. You got to first get up. Sometimes we're too lazy to get up. We don't even want to put on no clothes when we get ready. Because I'm just running to the store. No, get up. Get up and get it together. Because you don't know what may happen. And you ain't wanting to just, I'm just running to the store. I get in the shower when I come back and then something happened. And then you got to do this and do that and you stink. Now you subconscious. You see what I'm saying? So you got to get up and get it moving. Think about life and think about driving the car. So when I get up and I go to that car, when I get in, I got to turn ignition. Sometimes you got to turn your thoughts and your mind from wanting not to do to do. To do. And then you got to back out driveway. Either you got to pull off. That means you're moving. Keep it moving. So now I'm moving. And before I get ready to get to that stoplight, I got a stop sign. Sometimes you got to stop and look both ways before you make a decision. Or before you do this. Or before you do that. And then when you pull out there, you still got to creep. Because some folk don't know how to stop. You may know how to stop and they don't. How many times you done had a pest or a stalker? How many times you done had somebody in your life that just want to shut up, just stop, be quiet to them? Sometimes you just got to stop and you got to look both ways because other folk don't know how to stop, so you just be quiet. Everybody else ain't going to know how to be quiet. You just be quiet. And then when you pulling off, then when you get to that stoplight, when you coming up to that stoplight, it's going to have three signals. Red, yellow, and green. It may be green while you're going. You say, oh, yeah, let me try to make it. And sometimes you push down on the gas because you're trying to be the. Stop being so anxious. Dog, I missed that light. Yeah, because you had to stop. The Lord wanted you to stop because if you had a ran through that light when it turned yellow, he said, yield. When you yield, that means be cautious. Sometimes you got to be careful for nothing. Ain't that what the Bible say? Be careful for. Sometimes you got to be careful in the decisions that you make. Sometimes you got to be careful in what you think you want to do, how you think you should do. You got to approach it with caution. So when you communicate with somebody and you know they may not be in their right mind and they may not be in their right attitude, then you got to be cautious on the things that you say or how you interpret it. You got to be cautious on how you even approach it because you may have to just stop. In other words, just be quiet. You may have to. And when that light get ready to turn green, then it's gone. We got to pay attention to our own lives individually, or how we approach things or what we approach things. Because there's only one Lord, there's one faith, and one baptism. If you serving the one that's above, then you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that he has the authority and the superiority over any and everything that's taking place in your life. Whether it's on your child, whether it's in your home, in your marriage, in your families, your friendship. Your relationship, it does not matter. Your children's ships, they ships too. We all out there, baby, sailing, and each one of us got a different size boat. Some of us are still on the raft. Them the ones are struggling. Some of us still on the raft. And when you on the raft, you got more fear than you do if I was on the canoe. If you on a raft and I'm on a canoe, I'ma feel more safer than you is on that. But if you on a bigger boat and I'm on that canoe, I'ma feel safer on that bigger boat. But if I'm on a yacht and you on that bigger boat, I'ma feel safe. Are y'all paying attention to what I'm saying? These are the different dimensions that we have in our lives and experiences. So these different dimensions and experiences that we have, we got to understand there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. What faith you have inside of you can allow some stability to take place in the outcome. Because you already know who He is. And if you activate your faith, then you're going to rest in that peace. You're going to know it. Now, you're not going to know when or how it's going to happen, but you're going to have that assurance that it is going to happen. So you're in expectation. Remember, red light, green light, yellow light. Red light, green. There used to be a little game when I was coming up. Red light, green light. Okay. Anybody remember that? Red light, green light. I don't even remember how to play it, but I remember that. Red light, green light. Simon said, what did God say? God said stop. God said turn right. Lord, but if I keep straight, it's the quick way. I said turn right. But I'm going to keep straight. And then when you get there, you stuck. I should have went and turned right. You should have, could have, would have. You see what I'm saying? So we got to pay attention to these things. Why He had me to do it like that, I don't know. But listen to me when I tell you, there's just one. I want y'all to write all these things down on a yellow sheet of paper. Any and everything that caused you to be consumed, messed up, wrapped up, tied up, discouraged, feared today. If you wrote it down already, then okay. If you need to write down something else because He done gave y'all the word on today, and y'all already know, when He done giving, I can't give no more. I just can't. Write this stuff down and put it on yellow sheets of paper and then put it on the altar. When you're bringing it up on the altar, stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. As I get ready to pray for you guys. Thank you, Jesus. It's that one Lord, that one faith, that one baptism. Worrying about the end of my story because He already showed it to me. I ain't gonna worry about the end of it. I ain't gonna worry about none of it. I'm just gonna say, Lord, keep on taking me through it. That's what I'm gonna say. Write your name on yellow sheets of paper and say, Lord, remove the past from me. Remove my past that I may walk in my future. Thank you, Jesus. Your past will not define you. Stop beating your own self up because of some mistakes and some things that you did or said or acted or you wanted to do differently. It's over with. You can't get a change. You can't change. You can't get a do-over and it don't even exist anymore. So let it go. Thank you, Jesus. Just give it all to Him. Don't worry about nothing. Remember, there's only one. Thank you, Jesus. There's only one. Thank you, Jesus. There's only one. After y'all write these things down, put them on the altar. Stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing or how they doing it. The ones that still writing, you ain't got to rush. Y'all know I ain't never in a hurry to get out of the face of the Lord. If you feel like you need to holler, scream, kick, bite, scrap, whatever it is, release it on today. Let it go. Know that God is going to take you through. Know that he is superior over it all. There's only one. There's only one, y'all. Oh, my mind did a little push. Let it go right now, Lord. Oh, my mind is a little pushed up. In the name of Jesus, because we know that you can fix it and you can change it. We know that you are moving some things around for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're giving it all to you right now.
But not defeat.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's that one Lord, that faith, that one baptism, this song right here. Do you believe it? Oh, my little Koshi. Oh, my little Koshi.
Felt so alone.
All children, please get on your knees. Thank you, Jesus. I believe.
But I still believe.
Any and everything that you spoke over our lives, Lord, we believe it individually. You have said some things to each and every last one of us, Lord. We believe it. We know that you're going to turn some things around, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And even though we may not see it right now, God, we believe it. Even though we may not understand it, Lord, we know, Father God, that you know what is best for us. So right now, Father God, as we cast our cares at your feet and give you all this stuff, we know, Lord, that you're going to take us through it. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you stand above it all, God. So we're going to give you everything that causes us to be depressed, any and everything that troubles us in our hearts, any and everything that worries us in our minds, any and everything that causes us to be discombobulated in our actions. We're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord, that you're going to fix it and you're going to change it. We know, Lord, without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you're going to rearrange some things. We're not going to continue to walk around and think and believe that it's not, because we know that you are our Lord. We're not going to continue to walk around and have any doubt, because we have that one faith. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you have fulfilled us with your spirit, God, because you said that you are in us. So we're not going to allow our thoughts to think and believe, Father God, that you forgot about us. We're not going to allow our thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to make us think and believe, Father God. we are set away from any and everybody else, because you have grafted us in. You made us a part of it. Oh God, we're going to come to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we're going to activate our faith. We're going to activate our faith, Father God, that you're going to move that mountain. We're going to activate our faith on today, Father God, that you're going to settle that situation. We're going to activate our faith on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're going to make a way out of no way. We know that you can, God, and we know that you are able. So we're going to give it all to you right now. That problem and that concern that we're having in our love lives, that problem and concern that we're having in our marriages, that problem and concern that we're having in our children, that problem and concern that we're having in our homes, that problem and concern we're having with our family members and loved ones, that problem and concern that we're having, Father God, on our jobs, that problem and concern, Father God, that we're having in our bodies, those aches and the pains, that virus, that disease, that sickness. Oh God, we know that you are able, Father God, to turn some things around. We know that you are our physician. We know that you are our psychologist. That thing, Father God, that's going on in the courtroom. We know that you are the lawyer and the judge, because you are superior of it all. You are above it all, God. Oh God, we are Monday at local sea. We know that you are the authority of it all. Oh God, any and everything that we put on the altar, any and everything that you had us right, any and everything that we wrote, Father God, that you didn't have us right, the hidden stuff, that stuff, Father God, that causes us to be moved, that stuff, Father God, that causes us to be in a place of despair, that stuff, Father God, that causes us to be in a place of depression, we giving it all to you right now. We releasing it and we letting it go, because we know you can turn it around. Oh God, do it, Lord. Do it right now for each and every individual that's on the altar. Do it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for each and every individual that is standing in the gap for it. They ain't on the altar, God, but they in the heart. Do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for any and every family member. Do it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for each and every sibling. Do it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for each and every child, every mother, every father. Oh God, for any and every individual, Father God, he's going to be a little cold shot in it like I see. I'm asking you to turn it around. Turn it around, God. Make that situation better. Hiya, Baha, Sunday, the local Sunday, the like I see. Oh God. Oh, my mind, the local shot in it like I see. Let us not walk backwards, but direct our footsteps. Let us not go to the right and to the left, but direct our paths. Let it be local, she, a hundred local, something like I fear. Let us not put our hands to it, Lord, because you do your best work in the dark. We may think and believe that you ain't doing that because we don't see it, but our faith, Father God, is going to allow some things to be moved. Our faith, Father God, is going to allow some things to be settled. Our faith, Father God, is going to allow some things to be manifested. Our faith, Father God, is going to allow some things to take place in our lives. Now. That now faith, y'all. Turn it around, man. Hold my mind in the local shine in the lacasia, you know, Bahashana. He called it a local. See, I bind up and rebuke any fear. God is not a God of fear. Protection. He called it a local sea. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, make it work out for our good. Everything working out for our good. Just say that to yourself. Everything working out for my good. Everything working out for my good. It may not. That's what she said. That would mean that everything. Everything working out for your good. everything working out for your good. You may not be able to see it, but because you believe it, God is working it out. Maybe he does his best work in the dark. We may not be able to see what he's doing, but he's doing something. We may not even see something being changed, but he can change that thing. Did y'all hear what I was saying? I was saying to myself, I said, Lord, I say, I just want to see a change in my children, God. I want to sit up. Baby, let me sit up here and tell you something. When God say he changed a thing, he's going to change that thing. You hear what I'm saying? It ain't what you see or what you think or what you believe, but it is simply what God has said. And your belief can give you a guarantee you could depend on. He going to do that thing. Did you hear what I say? They'll even start talking different. God said your prayers are not going unheard. He said he done heard every prayer you done put forward towards concerning your children. Every prayer that we could stand in the gap for some folk and God will show them grace and mercy all because of our prayers that is sincere and pure from our heart, because we ain't got no hidden motives. Move them hidden motives behind your prayer and watch God move some things. Listen. Move them hidden motives and them intentions that you got and watch God move some things from you. You could depend on him. Did you know how powerful your prayer is? They literally shake the earth. And they ain't even long drawn out prayers, y'all. She got them short, quick prayers. She not, when I say 30-second prayers, they shake up system. I literally see the earth shaking in your prayers.
Thank you.
Because you ain't got no hidden intention or hidden motives. They sincere and pure. Them the kind of prayers that just fly right past Jesus, go right on up to go. Even in spite of what people say and what they do, because you still want to see the good for them, just not in your life. I don't want nothing bad to happen. Just know that you can't do it with me. And I'm good with that. It don't matter what nobody else say, y'all. You can depend on God for your own self. Because if he said it, it is so. He says it's already done. It's already done. Did you know it was already done? It's a song that says it's already done in the spirit. We just wait for it to manifest. And even if you see a little bit of it opening up, I see the red curtains again. Even though you see it opening up a little bit, you just sit back and watch God. Because it may not open. Sometimes you have to go up to a curtain and peep out of it. Who is that? And then you close back a little bit. I don't want them to see me. You playing peekaboo. Who are you? Watch it. I'm just saying. Because he has done so much.
The love he has for me, I cannot explain. And though as I was lost, but now I was blind, but now I see. And I know we will do.
Oh,
Sometimes we may feel like we are by ourselves. And when we be going through so much stuff for so long, baby, the Lord ain't just moving a mountain, baby. He flattened them for you. Sometimes I wish y'all could see where I was. He ain't just moving it. He flattening them. So you can have straight passage. So you can have straight passage. Jesus. Jesus. It's already done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your word over your people. Thank you, Father God, for giving us that assurance on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That we may know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you are there and we are not alone. Oh, my mind, little local Shana. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for embracing us in the midst of it all. Because we believe you. He already provided, y'all. He already provided. He's already provided y'all.
He's already provided. He's already provided. Oh, everything you need. He's already.
He flattened mountains, y'all.
Yes.
My God. You ain't got to do it. Oh, walk over.
It's a difference than going through than walking over. He said, I'm flattening mountains on you again. So you ain't got to worry about going around, going over, or going under. You just going to walk right on over. My God. Everything you need, he's already provided.
You see, everything you need, everything you're worried about.
Y'all hear that?
Everything you need, everything you need, whatever you have need of sense of
love.
You can claim, I'm gonna say that again, every promise. It is okay. So you've got to step in to what's been provided for you. You can stay on the outside if you want to.
Oh God, touch us, your people, God.
Or you can take what belongs to you.
Touch us, your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
He paid the price for you.
As you cover
us. To have everything you need.
As you keep us.
To you.
As you hold us. Oh God, as you anoint us with your oil,
every promise,
cover us and keep us, Lord.
Every promise,
keep
every
us in
promise,
our
every promise, every promise, every promise,
keep
every
us,
promise,
Jesus.
Every promise, every promise,
the mission. Keep us, Lord. As you continue to elevate us, I just see elevation, y'all. Everybody in here is levitating. You know when you levitate, it's like your feet ain't on the ground. Huh. I just see elevation. I see everybody in here just levitating. God is taking us to a higher place in him, y'all. He elevating our faith. From faith to faith, from glory to glory. He's going to show up. He finna show out, y'all. He finna throw his weight around on our behalf. Doors are opening. They opening. Doors are opening. Acknowledge God in all your ways. Don't just do nothing because the money look good or it sound good. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. Let's not make hasty decisions in the promotions. Let's not make hasty decisions and where we think we ought to go. Let's not make hasty decisions in our lives and our relationships. Let's not make hasty decisions with our finances. Be wise with our finances. Acknowledge the Lord as he open up these doors. Cause they opening up, baby. He doing a new thing. He doing a new thing. He doing a new thing. New. He giving us a new attitude. He giving us a new perspective on stuff. Even when things are said and done to us, our perspective is gonna act and help us to react in a calmness instead of rage and anger. He called it Roko Sanaha. He doing it right now. As we stand in a gap for one another, he doing it right now as we touch and agree and come in agreement with what he has already spoke of our lives, even concerning our loved ones. Yeah, he changes some things. He changing our perspective, even in our adulthood and raising our children. Oh God.
He's already.
Oh mama, I believe any and everything that God say, because I know that he is not a God that shall lie. I know he cannot lie. He will not lie. He's standing up for us. He's standing up for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Thank you, Lord, for changing it. Thank you, Lord, for flattening it. Thank you for moving it. Thank you for opening it. I believe God, y'all. Embrace it today. If you believe God, Say, Lord, I believe you. I trust you. Oh, my mind, little local see. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being in our midst. We thank you for throwing your weight around. We thank you, Amio Koshanidalokosia. We thank you for helping us to let it go. We thank you, Ikolokoshanidalakasia. We thank you for opening up that door. I just see that door opening. Come on, Kino, walk through the door. I see the door opening. He called it. Oh God, thank you for the open door. Thank you for the opportunity at this opportune time. Thank you for changing and shifting the season for. Thank you. He called it. For the many doors that you allow her to open. Thank you for turning it around. Thank you, God. He called it. For rewarding our sacrifices. Thank you, Lord. He called it for baby Okosia, for expounding your grace. Thank you, Lord. He called it. Thank you, Jesus. You're in gotta be scared to walk back through it. It's okay. Oh, my mind, Okosia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the open doors. Thank you for the open doors. Oh, my mind, little local shining like a
star.
Thank you, God. He called it in the local theater for the opportunities. Many opportunities. He called it in the local theater. Many opportunities. He called it in the local shana. Hiya, baba, 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 shining in the lakasi. Many opportunities, y'all. Oh, my mind, the local sea.
You must believe the report. Oh, baba, shining in the local sea. No matter what the situation, no matter how bad it is, trust God. Believe you make a way for you. Trust his love. Choose to believe. Lord, we believe you, we receive from you.
I receive.
Lord, we want more than just to believe. We desire to receive.
Many opportunities.
We open up our hearts.
Many opportunities.
We open up our hands. We
receive. Oh, my mind, it'll go sound.
Lord, I take you at your word.
Acknowledge me in all your ways.
You can
because the opportunity is
for the storm.
It just shows.
You can make
many
it
opportunities.
Step out on your faith. Don't be.
So what?
Don't be afraid to step out on your feet. Father God, touch each and every individual upon this altar, God. Give them your peace. Give them your hope. God say he's flattening mountains on your behalf. Good. He didn't say I'm moving them. He say I'm flattening them. You know? You got to release that. Hold up a minute. Let her all grab her. She need to do it. Thank you, Jesus. She need to do it. She's a burden bearer. Thank you, Jesus. Something God, y'all. Something good. Scream, y'all. 1, 2, 3. Let it go. I can't move. The Lord say you ain't gotta move. Oh, my mind made a little see. But use wisdom. Oh, my mind made a little shining and I see. You can't have both either. You can't do both. It's either one or the other. Seek me, says the Lord. Don't look at your situation, your bank account. Don't look at this, don't look at that. I say seek me, look for me. I direct you. If we allow God to direct us, we'll see the goodness. Good, something good, something God should happen to you, baby. Baby, get ready, get ready, get ready. Jesus. Itty bitty, you ain't even got to worry. When I say he ain't moved that mountain, he flattened that thing, baby, you could just walk right on. I'm telling you what I can't even describe it. You're not just move up. What you say? She just slide on. You ain't got to worry about going over it, around it, or under. You could just walk straight through it. You can walk straight. Ain't that what he said today? I'm through it, and I'm in you, baby. You got that word today. It's gonna flatten it. Lord, flatten the mountains for all your people, God. Jesus. You hold on to that. You will see the goodness. Come on, baby. That's it. You can see the goodness. We all can see it. He already declared it. He decreed it. And he commanded it to each and every individual today. As you go back to your seat, just say it is so. It is so. It's already done, baby. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Everybody in the sanctuary. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Everybody in the sanctuary. Because he's worthy of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's always right there. Always. Thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for your goodness, God. That's right, Nicole. Do your job, girl. Thank you, Jesus. You will see. Jesus. You will see God move. He made you a promise, didn't he? He commanded some things. Just watch, Carl. Right here in this life. Right here in this life, you'll see it. Live, just live. Oh, Father God, every prayer that we put on the altar, consider them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to move some things for your people. You already declared it and decreed it. We believe it. We ask you right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for your goodness. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and your offering. Anybody needing envelopes, please raise your hands.